We'd all like to hear from God a little bit more, wouldn't we? Well, local author Linda Langman has just written a book to help us do that. It's called Divine Downloads. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Todd.
Linda, you're a local author, and you've planted roots where in Central Ontario?
I'm in Oromandante, and I live on the farm that my dad purchased years ago. So when I got married, my husband and I just built a house on 2 acres of the farm, so never left home.
And also, your spiritual roots go deep as well. Tell us a little bit about your journey of faith.
I came to the Lord as a young girl. I went to Vacation Bible School, and there they showed the movie Pilgrim's Progress. And Pilgrim was trying to get to the heavenly city. He had a lot of challenges on the way, and he had a big burden on his back, heavy burden, and that represented his sin. And so when Pilgrim got to the cross and he saw Jesus hanging there, dying for his sins, he said, "Lord, I believe." And his big burden of sin rolled off his back and down the hill. And when I saw that, I thought, that's what I need. And I went home and knelt by my bed, and I just asked Jesus to save me, to forgive my sins and come in, be my Savior and Lord. And he did. But you know, I had no Bible teaching. Nobody told me that the Holy Spirit now lived in me to give me the power to live the Christian life. So it wasn't until I was an adult and started getting with some people that studied the Bible, and I learned amazing truths. But I struggled with low self-esteem. And so God had me write the book, Divine Downloads, because I needed to know who I am in Christ. And you can look at other people for esteem and approval. That doesn't work, by the way.
Right.
Or you can try to find fulfillment in a job, a house, kids, you name it. But no one and nothing can fulfill you except the one who made you. So I began to study what God says about me, and I knew that if I was struggling with this, others would be too. So I compiled 60 topics, and such as I am known by God, I'm loved, I'm accepted, I can overcome rejection, sin does not have dominion over me, I am free, I will not fear, I'm not anxious, I have peace. And you know, especially in these days, when the world seems to be spinning out of control, people really, there's a lot of fear out there. And so this book is just, it's a handy manual that you can refer to find help on certain topics in life.
And in the book, you really stress the power and importance of words. Why do you think that is so vital to us?
Because God says so. Even in the book of Proverbs alone, it talks about words a lot. It says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. He that keeps his mouth keeps his life. And Jesus spoke about words too. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. By your words, you shall be justified. By your words, you'll be condemned. He even said that we'll have to give account for every idle word that we speak. Now that makes you to want to run and get the duct tape real fast, you know? So it's just about being aware of what we're saying and saying what God says.
And you say you've written the book there in those 60 segments. Can it be used like a devotional?
Sure, it can be used as a daily personal devotional, or it can be used as a group Bible study. You know, you could do it via Zoom. It also is a practical tool to share the gospel with others, because I include the gospel in it, and even a prayer if someone wants to receive the Lord, it shows you exactly how to do that. So you could give it as a gift.
Very nice. So where can people get a copy of Divine Downloads?
It's available on Amazon, and it's also at Tiffin's Creative Center near Mariposa Market in Orillia.
The book is called Divine Downloads by local author Linda Langman, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks a lot, Todd.